Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, some sun, chance of a shower today, around 80. Saturday, cloudy, some widely scattered showers, lower 80s. Sunday, hazy, chance of a shower or even a thunderstorm, 80 to 85. And Monday, partly sunny and breezy, a temperature 70 to 75 degrees. We'll check the details on that forecast in just a few minutes. Well, in Connecticut, just about 50% of the state is now vaccinated. Governor Ned Lamont reported yesterday the positive test rate dropped below 1% for the first time in 8 months. Also, more than 1.7 million of the state's 3.6 million residents are now fully vaccinated, and more than 3.6 million vaccine doses have been administered, including over 130,000 shots of the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Only 8 of the state's 169 towns and cities remained on high COVID-19 alert for having at least 15 cases per 100,000 population. As New York is relaxing its mandate, toddlers in daycare now appear to have to mask up. On Wednesday, millions of vaccinated people across New York were able to ditch their COVID-19 era masks in most public settings as the state relaxed its face covering mandate to align with CDC guidelines. Toddlers weren't that lucky. On the very same day, the Department of Health issued a new set of state rules for childcare and summer camps that took many parents and daycare operators by surprise. The new rules require young children over the age of 2 to wear masks while at childcare, reversing the state's previous rule that allowed those younger than kindergarten to go mask while at daycare centers. The new rules, which came after the CDC updated their child guidance earlier this month, angered some parents and policymakers who say keeping a mask on preschoolers' face is unfeasible. A large-scale pot grower has changed the location for the Sandusfield greenhouse nearly 2 months after they granted SAMA Products a permit for marijuana growing and manufacturing operating near Town Hill and Abbey Roads. Over fierce objection of neighbors, the company is seeking an alternate location in the town. They filed a special permit application to build its 22 greenhouses and manufacturing building on a 14.7-acre parcel on the eastern side of South Main Street, Route 8. Samer Productions' new special permit application for a greenhouse cultivation facility in Sandusfield. The scope is the project outlined in their new application in the same previous site. It's not clear why the company chose to abandon the original location. In Connecticut, the ice cream truck law establishing safety measures has passed the legislature. State lawmakers passed Tristan's Law, a traffic safety bill that aims to prevent automobile accidents involving ice cream trucks, like the one that claimed the life of its young namesake. The House followed the Senate in unanimously approving the legislation that proposes new safety rules for ice cream trucks and motorists. Job creation slowed in the state of Connecticut, but unemployment dipped slightly. The pace of the state's employment recovery from the historic job losses seen during COVID-19 slowed in April, the State Department of Labor initially reporting a net gain of 500 jobs last month, with the public sector adding 1,100 new jobs and the private sector losing 600 jobs. A preliminary April estimate represented the smallest monthly gain since 2021, following increases of 5,400 jobs in March, 3,000 in February, and 1,000 in January. Connecticut has now recovered over 60% of the positions it lost in March and April due to the partial economic shutdown. Lawmakers are moving forward with a bill that would allow sports betting and online gaming in Connecticut. While lawmakers don't always agree on issues and many bills are bipartisan, sports gaming is getting support from both sides. The Finance Committee approved the bill on Thursday morning, and right now it looks like it could happen. Governor Ned Lamont wants Connecticut to have sports betting, and so do many lawmakers. Well, you can find out where you can go maskless in Dutchess County. You no longer to wear a mask to enter the Poughkeepsie Galleria if you're vaccinated, though you may need one to enter individual stores. The mall updated its COVID-19 restrictions on Wednesday with a statewide shift allowing those who are vaccinated to go without a mask outdoors and leaves the requirement of masks indoors up to individual business owners and venue operators in most situations. Basically, major retailers are all saying you can come in maskless if you've been vaccinated. Aldi, Best Buy, BJ's, CVS, Dollar General, Home Depot, Kohl's, Lowe's, Macy's, Sam's Club, Target, Tops Friendly Markets, Walgreens, Walmart. Now, some stores in the county are still requiring masks for all or have yet to update their guidance. Well, you can scratch off win, beer, and more free stuff you can get with your New York COVID vaccine. If you're weighing the prospect of getting vaccinated against COVID-19 in New York, know that a $20 lottery ticket, free beer or donuts could be in your future if you decide to get the shot. New York will offer a mega multiplier scratch-off lottery ticket to anybody who gets a shot at one of its 10 state-run mass vaccination sites next week, making it the latest state to try to incentivize vaccination by offering prospects of money. The lottery ticket is a $20 value and comes with a chance of winning a top prize of $5 million. The ticket comes with a 1-in-9 chance of winning cash, with prizes beginning at $20, according to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. And the Connecticut Senate has declared racism a public health crisis in Connecticut. The state Senate voted this week to declare racism both a public health crisis, which requires sustained state effort to redress. The declaration represents a state response to the COVID-19 pandemic, which has highlighted inequities in the healthcare system. The police killings of black people have also inspired renewed demands of social justice in the state. The Senate legislation proposes to establish a state commission to investigate effects of racism on public health. The legislation also defines structural racism, quote, a system that structures opportunity and assigns value in a way that disproportionately and negatively impacts black, indigenous, Latino, or Asian people, or other people of color. The 30-5 vote sent the Senate Bill 1 to the House for possible final approval in the General Assembly. All five no votes were Republicans. In Cornwall, the annual town budget meeting will happen 7 p.m. If you want the Zoom link, contact the selectman's office. Kent voters will decide on their budget either in person or at Kent Town Hall or virtually online. Selectmen agreed to hold a hybrid meeting at 7 p.m. for that budget, which is $12.7 million. It's not expected to incur an increase in taxes because it's 2.8% lower than the current budget. Also, Falls Village has their budget hearing at 7 p.m. Household hazardous waste is going to be held in our region. It is being held Saturday at the Falls Village Highway Garage on Railroad Street from 9 to noon. All participants must obtain a free ticket from their town hall to participate. Participating towns include Cornwall, Falls Village, Cornwall, Kent, North Canaan, and Salisbury. The event is being sponsored by the Recycling Advisory Committee of Northwest Hills Council of Governments and the participating towns. More details on the collection can be obtained in a brochure available at your local town hall. COVID-19 vaccinations are coming to North Canaan, the town of North Canaan, on Saturday from 10 to 4. Northwest Corner residents only. No walk-in appointment needed. You can just walk in and get your vaccination. No ID or insurance required. Pfizer first dose and J&J vaccines. The second shot will be scheduled for June 19th. For more information, call 211 or visit ct.gov/COVID-vaccine. On Saturday, South Armenia Church continuing their popular annual spring roast beef dinner. It's takeout 4 to 6 p.m. at the Parish Hall, South Armenia Road in Wasaac. Reservations are requested by calling 845-789-1206 or 845-877-3939. St. John's Lutheran Church in Ankrum, New York has their annual roast beef dinner takeout version, $15 on Saturday from 4:30 till 6. Reserve tickets at 518-329-0038 or 518-398-5200. Make your reservation early so you're guaranteed. An SOS breakfast happening with scrambled eggs, sausage, toast, coffee, tea, juice, and homemade fries, and SOS on Sunday from 7 to 11 at the VFW Post in North Canaan. It benefits the Northwest Marine Corps League Academic Awards, $10 for adults, $8 for kids 12 and under. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and also by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and underwriting support from Vialli Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912, 413-243-0347, vialliinsurance.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,084.15, the NASDAQ at 13,535.74, and the S&P 500 at 41,59.12. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.